Hello, hello, and welcome to the Pace podcast on Shea Radio. Sorry for the delay, we had some technical issues. But now we're here and we're ready to start and to continue our series about the villains. It's the third episode we have on it. And on the first one, we talked about the snake and about temptation. In the second one, we talked about the Pharaoh and listening to God and that God will always win the power struggle. And now, today, we're going to talk about Ahab and Jezebel. I'm going to talk about the influence that other people have on you. So, yeah, if you want to contact us, if you want to participate in the radio show in any way, or just say hi, then you can contact us on Facebook, on Pace Fair Islands, as well as on Instagram, or if you know any of us personally, you're welcome to write us as well. Or you can reach us under the number 577777 for all the people who live in the Fair Islands. So, without further ado, who is here in the studio with me? You want to say something about yourself?
Hi. Well, I'm here. My name is Sanna. And yeah, that's me. Who are you?
Hey, I'm Laisi. I'm here with Pace team. Yeah, that's me.
Yes, and I'm Fiona. I didn't say my name yet.
Hi, Fiona.
Hello. Okay. Let's start with our first question, and it is, did you have a troublemaker in your class when you went to school? Maybe you still have a troublemaker at work, I don't know. But it's very common in school to have troublemaker or have troublemakers. Mm-hmm. My class I was in from first grade on until I finished school, I was always with at least 3 to 7 troublemakers, I think.
Boy, that's a lot. Well, we had a very small class, and I went to a Christian private school, and I mean, there were troublemakers, but not very many, but I don't think I was one of them, but maybe someone thinks so, but I wasn't one of the ones that got in trouble and did all kinds of crazy stuff.
Yeah, in Brazil, yeah, we had a lot of troublemakers in our classes. but I was always the quiet one. Like, I was the most of time in silence. Yeah, a bit shy. But yeah, we have some troublemakers, and yes.
Yeah, and how did that change the class dynamic? Like, for example, I had a boy, he brought a e-cigarette to school when I was in 7th grade, and that prompted all of the boys to smoke, and some still have a smoke addiction to this day. And that was kind of the start, because one guy was cool, or like people thought that he was cool, and he brought from someone an e-cigarette to school. So that affected my class negatively. Mm.
Yeah, I have to say, I think that for the rest of the class, now I am also a teacher, so I also see now, but also back then, like when someone got in trouble and did stuff to be funny and to do trouble, then everyone else would get kind of tired of it and annoyed because maybe they were trying to listen, or they're trying to learn something or have a good day at school, and then other people are ruining the atmosphere and their chances of learning.
I remember something with girls, like I don't know how it worked here in Faroe Islands, but the girls had like a lot of pressure to have her first kiss with a boy, and then one girl start, and then put a lot of pressure on the other girls and stuff like that. And one time, like, was everyone had first kiss. Was funny because one influenced the other ones, and everyone start to like to have deities, and yeah, that's it. It's not a, I don't know, it's a bad thing. It's a, yeah.
It's just interesting how the class dynamics influence you as well. Mm-hmm. It's either like prompts you to join them and kind of to join the shenanigans, which sometimes if it's kind of harmless, it can be fun, but oftentimes it's not.
Yeah.
Or it prompts you to just drift away from the class and be like the shy kid in the corner. So.
Yeah. It causes a lot of peer pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Because either you're in or you're out, you know, like either you're in the group, especially if it's someone in the class that is popular, that starts something, then you have to do the same things or you have to follow the lead to be in that group or in join the class, you know. And then if you don't do it, you're, yeah, the outsider. It's really sad.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. So we're going to listen to our first song. And it is by Danny Gokey, I hope I pronounced it right, and Curran Hawthorne, and it's called We All Need Jesus. Have fun.
We're so quick to point a finger. We judge things from our point of view. The things that we say, the trouble it makes, it hurts you and it hurts me too. This is such a fallen world we live in. It's really not the way it's supposed to be. What if we could see each other different? It'd probably change everything. We're all broken people. Don't we all need Jesus? Every moment of our lives, 24/365, a human is equal. Don't we all have our weakness? Hey. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody needs that grace. We all need Jesus.
Who think they don't? We got stuff we hide deep down inside. There's so much that we don't show. Yeah, it's just the wonder world we live in. It's really not the way it's supposed to be. Isn't that the beauty of redemption? It changes everything.
We're all broken people. Don't we all need Jesus? Every moment of our lives, 24/365, a human is equal. Don't we all have our weakness? Everybody makes mistakes. Yeah, everybody needs that grace. We all need Jesus. To the rich man, from the prison to the preacher. Oh, all I know is we all need Jesus. All I know is we
all need Jesus.
Every man and every woman, every city, every nation. All I know is we all need Jesus. All I know is that we're all broken people. Every moment of our lives, 24/365, a human is equal. Don't we all have our weakness? Hey. Everybody makes mistakes.
Everybody makes mistakes.
Everybody needs.
Jesus, need Jesus. Everybody in the world need Jesus.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Pace Radio Show. That was We All Need Jesus by Danny Gokey and friends. And we're talking about who is influencing you and the Bible. And we're taking villains from the Bible. And today we're talking about influence. And so I want to ask you guys here in the radio and you guys at home, who has the biggest influence on you?
I think the people I surround myself with, like I spend daily life with them, mm-hmm. They have the most influence on me. So right now, that's Pace. Like that's my teammates. That's you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Because I spend like 80% of my time with you. So you have a big influence in the situation I am right now. I think over my whole lifespan, it's definitely my parents and my family.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very grateful that they had a good influence on me.
Right. It means a lot.
Yeah.
It really makes a difference.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Lais?
Yes. I have a friend that she's like a really good friend. I think she has a good influence on me right now. I inspire myself in her, about that you said Fiona, I also think that parents have a lot of influence in us, and it's good when they are in Christ because I remember that some decisions that like I made. Thinking Jesus because my mom taught me,
mm-hmm.
and I could like choose good things because Jesus, and it's a good thing to remind parents that. Share the Bible with your kids and stuff like that because it's make like make me more in the way of Jesus and will make your kids in yes, that's it.
Yeah, it definitely changes as we grow. Mm-hmm. Who has the most influence on us? And I would say through the biggest part of my childhood and teenage years, it would be my mom. Had the biggest influence on me, and she probably still does, because I would always go and ask her if there was a big decision to make or something. But then, of course, friends also. But now that I'm married, my biggest influence is my husband, Manuel Dennis Delgado, shout out. And because we, like you say, we spend almost all of our time together, so of course we influence each other.
Mm-hmm.
And it really matters who we surround ourselves with. Because now, as we go through life, we also have some friends that we grow up with, but other friends that we meet, maybe in church or school or other places. And the friends that we keep can have a big influence on us. And the closer the friend, the more the influence they have. And that can both be positive and negative, and it can change or help your relationship with God. And so I just want to ask you girls, have you ever experienced that your relationship with God has changed because of something like influence from other people?
I think it's a good question because also when we go to the church, we have to be careful when we listen to the preach or stuff like that. Because this can influence us also, and then I've been in some church that I hear the preach, and it influences me to do something, to change something, in a good, in a bad way, and then I think that, yeah, we have to be careful also when we listen someone and about God and check the Bible and see if it's really true or not. And yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would say since I've been here, it's not that I had a relationship with God before, but now I feel more free, kind of, and really living it. Because back home, most of my friends were not Christians, or like the people I surrounded myself in school, I didn't have a Christian friend in school. So it was always like, oh yeah, people knew that I was Christian, and my friends, like, they knew what my beliefs were and what my, that I had a relationship with God. That was a very important part of my life. But it was always, oh yeah, true, Fiona, she has her, like, putting me in a corner sometimes, even if they, like, even unintentional. So now I feel like everyone around me is Christian, so now I can just, like, be in my Christian bubble and enjoy it for for a bit. But, yeah, definitely. So let's look at it. Pass, or do you want to talk about your experience?
I mean, I think that it's kind of cool to see now, because our church has just experienced a fire, and now we don't have a church, for instance. We don't have a building. And it's kind of cool to see that you might not know who is influencing you as just in the daily day. But then when something happens, you see how your reactions are, and they are influenced. You really see the influence that you have on others with your reaction, but also the other way. And so you often see yourself reacting the same way as the people that you are with the most. So like if you are in not a negative, but maybe, for instance, with this church fire, the whole church is sad, but there's also excitement in it. And I think it's important, or it's fun to see how the reaction is the same as the people that you are, surround yourself with the most.
Yes, definitely. Before we go into the Bible story we have, I want to read an email we got, and it is, I will just read it. Good day. I'm listening to two English-speaking young ladies right now, so I know some people here speak English. I found your station on Radio Garden. It is so good. So I'm enjoying you from my wood shop in rural Indiana, USA. Thank you for your engaging ministry.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening.
That's cool.
Shout
to
out
hear.
To you. Have fun working with the wood. Sounds really nice. Yeah.
We'll try and influence your thoughts through this show.
Yes, hopefully in a positive way.
Yeah.
Yes. And I think your husband wrote, Sana is my biggest influence. Or she's my homie.
Homies.
Oh, no, I think it's your daughter because it says second biggest influence. Who knows?
Second biggest. Oh my goodness. Now I have to go home and figure out what was the first.
So the Bible story you have today, it's about negative influence. And it is about Ahab and Jezebel. For those who don't know the story, it's you can find it in Kings in the Old Testament.
Yep.
And First Kings, yes. And Ahab was a king of the former Israel, of the northern kingdom. And he was described as one of the most, like, the worst kings ever.
Thumbs down.
Yeah, like, really bad. And the queen he had, Jezebel, she was not an Israelite. She was, like, a princess from another kingdom. And she worshipped Baal, which is a false god. And so Ahab was already not the greatest. And then Jezebel made it even worse. So we can read in 1 Kings 21, verse 1 to 16. Do you maybe want to read, Sana?
Sure. Ahab wanted Naboth's land for his own, and to his credit, he offered a fair price to buy the land. But when Naboth did not sell, Ahab threw a temper tantrum. Then Jezebel steps in. Jezebel didn't see Naboth's answer as an obstacle to Ahab's desires. She took matters into her own hands and arranged to have Naboth killed. And when Ahab found out what happened, he seized Naboth's territory without any remorse. I'm guessing this was the description of the...
Yes, it was the short abbreviation of it.
Mm-hmm.
It goes in the real Bible story. It goes into the detail that that Jezebel had Naboth stoned because, yeah, Ahab, he was like, he tried to sell the Naboth out and like, how much money do you want for your wine garden? Or I can give you a new vineyard, kind of. But he was like, Naboth was like, no, that's my inheritance. It's for my family. I'm not going to sell for any price. And Ahab was kind of devastated. So Jezebel decided to stone Naboth so that Ahab can take the vineyard. Yeah, and that was just the cherry on top. Like, this story just describes kind of how they were in general. But there's a whole, yeah, a lot of more bad things that they did. But after that, God decided that he had enough. He was like, nope, that's it. You guys will get punished for that. And they did. I'm not going to go into details, but they both died. So why are you telling you guys this not so great story? Like, what is our goal with it?
Well, Jezebel, well, like you said, Ahab was not a great king. He was a wicked king, but Jezebel also influenced him in a negative way, so he became even more wicked. And she was a very, very strong influence on him.
Mm.
And he did exactly what she said, and she even helped him do all the wicked things that he did.
Yes. And it's like you said, Manuel, your husband, has the most influence on you right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because you guys are married. You guys, like, spend a lot of time with each other, so automatically you will influence each other. And it was the same with those two. Marriage looked different back then, but still, they spent a lot of time together as well. So, yeah, there's something that we can learn from them. Like, if Ahab maybe would have married a Israel woman, like a woman who worshipped God and not Baal, then that would have also changed Ahab's behavior in the long run. So if we want to live a life that pleases God, then we also need to choose our friends, the people we surround ourselves with, the people we spend the most time with wisely, because they will kind of bring us forward or can drag us down, depending on what friends we choose. Yes, we're going to continue with that thought after our next song, and it is called I Don't Want to Live Like This, by Gable Price and friends.
Throw out my premonitions, that noise is wasted time. Blame the human condition, we're trained to idolize. Hide your childish vision, for it will be vandalized. The fruits and flowers glisten under expensive lights. Forfeit, pile your lips, sneak a kiss, shake your hips, frost the tips, middle kiss.
I don't wanna live like this. I don't wanna live like this. I don't wanna end up bitter either way, so I'll take my Kool-Aid microwave. Fire.
a kiss, shake your hips.
Price and tips, middle coach.
I don't wanna live like this. I don't wanna live like this. I don't wanna end up bitter either way. So I'll take my Kool-Aid microwave.
Be kind, I'm breaking, I'm in use condition. Truth don't make it alright. Change my mind, shake me till you make me listen. I won't put up a fight.
Hello and welcome back to the Pace podcast, Pace show on Shay Radio. Yes, we're gonna continue with our topic today. We talked about Ahab and Jezebel, and we're talking about influence. Yeah, if you want to reach us to join our conversation, maybe about people who influenced you in a bad way, also in a good way, but yeah, people who influenced you, you can reach us under several things, either on Facebook and Instagram under Pace Fair Islands. You can reach us personally if you know any one of us. You can also, for everyone who lives in the Fair Islands, reach us under the number 57777, which is 15 and 5 sevens. Or you can even write an email at shay@shay.fo. Okay, I think now I have all the ways that you can contact us. So now we can continue.
You can also try and send a dove if you wanna.
Yeah. If it works, go for it. Yeah, or telepathy, I don't know. If yeah.
I mean, hey, sometimes that works.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Maybe it's God.
Yeah. So we're going to continue. We talked about how Ahab's life maybe would have looked a bit different if he married a godly woman. But he didn't. So we're going to talk a bit about how our friends influenced us in a bad way. And yeah, I grew up in a Christian family, and I was never a troublemaker or something. But of course, I grew up in a school that was a Christian school, but none of my friends were really Christian. So they influenced me a lot because I spent every day with them. And I made decisions that I now wouldn't have made. I had a phase, luckily it was not that long, but I had a phase where I also drank with my friends and got drunk and all sorts of stuff. But it also changed my view on God and my worldview, and my life changed when I had more Christian friends. And kind of had a balance. A balance between friends that are Christian, friends that are not Christian. I'm not saying that my non-Christian friends were bad. I'm still friends with them. They're good friends, but they're just not Christian, so they sometimes didn't understand why I did certain things a certain way.
Yeah. I mean, people don't even have to not be Christian to not understand your decisions and stuff. Like, even just within being Christian, there are people that, like us, we do the life on mission. Like, we are missionaries. Some of us are abroad doing missions, and some of us are home as missionaries. But I have also experienced that even people in my family that are also Christians and go to church and everything, but they don't understand why I decide or make some decisions, you know, like, simply because, not that I'm more Christian or that than they are or anything, but it's just, yeah, it doesn't have to be that they are not Christians at all to not understand. But yeah, it also depends on what we are influenced by. And I would say that in my life with Manuel, we are very influenced by leadership and pastors and stuff like that, because we've always, as a couple, we've always worked in church.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so we go that way. We try and build the kingdom. We try and build churches and stuff like that. And so that's what influences us.
Yes. I also, something that really stuck out to me, like a few years ago, youth service, they said, show me your friends and I will show you who you are.
Mm.
And I think that really, like, because if you have friends that are Christian, then most likely you will also be a Christian. If you have friends that do drugs, then most likely you will also be one who does drugs. Mm. So, yeah. You slowly kind of, you influence each other. If you are a Christian and you have non-Christian friends, then intentionally or unintentionally, you will influence your friends. But they will also influence you. It's like a two-way street.
Definitely.
And there's also this passage in the Bible where it says you should not be unequally yoked. That, like, it just came to my head as well. Because if you go into different directions and you are under, like, the yoke, they used it for farming back in the day, because they would have two cows or horses sometimes under the yoke that would pull the wagon or, like, the farming equipment. But if one cow would go into a different direction than the other, then you kind of would be stuck or, like, would be very slow in getting forward. Because you kind of have to drag the others with you. But if you have friends that uplift you, or like that go and pull into the same direction as you, then you can go forward really fast and strong.
I also think that we have to be careful with our words, because we can influence a lot with this. We can be influenced because the expectations from other peoples, like some people said something very bad about you, and you got that influence in you. But we have to think that our identity is building on God, and sometimes we have to put our focus in Jesus to don't get some words that it's like bad words from people, but make sure that our identity is in Jesus. And if someone say you are not good enough, you have to go in the Word, in the Bible, and make sure, yes, God said me I'm good enough because He died for me and stuff like that. And yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I've also realized that I am heavily influenced by the mood of people. Like we talked during the song, and you said that if someone's having a bad day, it can affect others. And it totally does. Like, I can meet with a friend and they have a bad day, even though they're a super good friend, and we can both become negative. Or mm-hmm. or if I have a super good day or they have a super good day, and then we can both become positive, you know. And it really, really does a difference. It really matters. But then it's often a choice. Like, even if I have a bad day, I have to choose every day to speak positively about others and myself and the situations we're in and everything. So
yes. Yeah, also, like, your speech, like, your language changes the way you're around people. Like, it's something that just came to my head. But, for example, if I meet with my family in the south of Germany, I will start speaking in dialect. But if I meet with friends that are not from that region, I will mostly speak quite clear German. Or, like, that's just, like, how it is when you're around people. But that can also, there is language that is putting people down, and there's language that is uplifting people.
Mm-hmm.
So I caught myself, like, since I've been here, I don't use curse words or anything anymore.
That's good.
But at home, I would, because my friends would. Mm-hmm. So that also influenced me. Like, of course, sometimes when you drop something on your foot or something, then you might scream, but I'm not gonna curse, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's also, even your language changes with the people you're around. And I think when you think about it, it's so crazy that, of course, you're your own person, you have your identity, like, I have my identity in Christ, but still, the people I surround myself with have quite a big influence on how I spend my life.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So we have an example to make it maybe a bit easier for the people who are listening to also are more clear what we are talking about. And it is Darth Vader. Yes. Any of you Star Wars fans?
I mean, I've seen them and I like them, but I'm not like a hardcore fan.
Yeah, also.
Yeah. Yeah, I have, like, I know the...
The
rough
story.
Yeah. But I actually never watched the movies.
You didn't?
No.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
I fell asleep watching the first one and then I never continued. I'm sorry, guys. For everyone I just offended, I'm really sorry.
But I just want to say, like, you are German. And my experience with Germans is that they haven't seen a lot of movies.
That's not true. You know why I know the story of Star Wars? Because my cousin and his family, they love Star Wars. So every time I was visiting my cousin, and I was not allowed to watch it, but he would, like, tell me the whole story. For hours and hours, we would sit in, like, his kid's room, and he would tell me the story of Star Wars. I think we were, like, 10 around that time.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I was going to say, during COVID, the lockdown, our family had a Star Wars marathon with the kids. And that was the first time they got to watch Star Wars. And some of them were hooked. Manuel's a super fan. And some of our kids now, too.
Shout out to Manuel listening. Yes. Like, I don't know. It's just not my vibe.
But what do you want to tell us about him?
I want to talk about Darth Vader.
Yeah.
About his story. And, like, when I thought as a kid of it and my cousin told me about it, it was like this scary, evil, dark dude, because he was on the dark side of the Force.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how you say it? I think so, yeah. bear
don't
with
yell
me.
At us.
Everyone who is a Star Wars fan, please bear with me. But if you, like, watched all the movies, which I didn't, but I did research, so his name is Anakin Skywalker.
Mm-hmm.
And he started out like a sweet, loving slave boy. And like a different planet in a different galaxy in a different time, and he was willing to sacrifice to help others. So he was actually, like, you would say, one of the good guys, and he was taken as an apprentice to be a Jedi, and yeah, he was on his way, like, rising up on the good side, on the
one of the best
light side, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But then he had a friend called Palpatine. I hope that's how you pronounce it. And he had a double life. So he was president, but at the same time, he was also Lord of the Sith. And he wanted to be the dictator. As a German, I know that dictators are not good. I know that that's not a good thing. He was seeming good, but in the inside he was not. And they became friends. So Palpatine influenced Anakin. So Anakin had to make the choice between good and evil at some point. And because he was so influenced by Palpatine, he chose the dark side. Anakin became Darth Vader, and yeah, they destroyed the Jedi together. That's how much I did the research on. They tried to. Thanks for correcting me.
I mean, it wouldn't be a good movie if the dark side won.
Well, I don't know if it's a good movie. But nevertheless, that's like even stories like that one from Darth Vader, which is not a real story, it's fiction, but they still can show us or make it more clear to us how much influence people can drag us like into the light or into the darkness. Mm-hmm. And when you look into the Bible, light and darkness are actually words that are used quite often, and Jesus is the light, God is the light. And there are some people who sometimes with purpose, sometimes without even knowing, pull us to the dark side.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want to be there. We don't want to be in the dark side. We don't want to be like being lost in the dark. So yeah, that was kind of the...
Yeah, I think it's crazy how it's so important to choose to influence in a good way, because it takes so much less effort to influence badly and also to be influenced badly. Like, it's so easy for us to adapt the bad influence, you know, adopt it.
Mm-hmm.
And also, like, there's this illustration of pulling... It's easier to pull someone off a chair than to pull someone up onto the chair.
Mm-hmm.
And people often put that on, like, or they talk about being a Christian or not a Christian, but it's also just the daily choices. It's also just the daily people that you surround yourself with all the time. Like, it's easier to be pulled down and talked down than to speak people up. And so it's really important to always have that in our minds to, speak people up. And bring them up on the chair.
Yes, definitely. And when you think about, I grew up in the south of Germany, no encouragement or no like praises was the highest praise you could get.
Mm.
So in my culture, like, and now it's changing definitely, but in the Christian, Christians are also a bit different, but in general, no praises are the highest praise you can get. So it is so easy to be negative to people because people are not used to complimenting each other, not used to like giving someone like, oh yeah, you did that, you did a good thing. It's just like, oh yeah, that's not bad.
It's so sad.
So, yeah. And
that's the same thing here.
It's the same thing here?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, I don't know where it came from, but yeah, I think we should do that more, like talking people up.
Yeah.
Yeah. After the next song, we're going to continue talking about things that we can do in our daily life, that we can implement in our daily life. But before that, we're going to listen to the next song. It's called Praises by, it's a remix. Praises the remix by Elevation Rhythm and Forrest Frank.
I'm giving my praises up to you. I'm giving my praises. I'm giving my praises up to you.
All my friends. just wanna be famous, living life with a lot of time wasted. I choose you, you're what's missing. I choose you.
Welcome back to the Pace Show. This is Sana, Fiona, and Lycy in this radio show.
Woo-woo.
And we are almost done. But I just want us to end with this scripture. 1 John 4, 7, 11, and 12 says, "Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us." And I also just want to continue that by reading John 13:35. It says, "By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." And I think that love is the best way to influence others. With love, both loving God and loving others, we can influence both with our words, with our actions, and everything. And so I realized once when I was younger that I knew this girl. I didn't know her well, but I knew of her. We had done some alpha course together, and I knew who she was and stuff. But she was in a lot of trouble making bad decisions and doing bad things. And I was growing up in church and surrounding myself with my Christian friends. But we would meet every now and then. And I always thought it was so sad for her and that she didn't live a better life or didn't make better decisions and stuff. But she came to me once and she said, "Sana, we don't know each other well, but I just want you to know that I look up to you and I want to be like you are." And she always saw me as a role model, and I was influencing her without even knowing it. And I'm sure that she had other influencers too, and that were closer to her. And now she lives with Jesus. She's in church, and she is doing so good. She's married, she has children, she's such a great example and such a great role model. And I'm so happy that her life turned out so good. And I got to be a tiny bit of that influence, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it was without me knowing it. And it was just by living the way that I did back then. And I think that is really important that we think about that. That we live by showing God and showing God's love.
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
That's so good.
It's nice.
A few days ago, we watched a movie called War Room.
Mm.
And it was about a young family, basically. The parents, they were fighting a lot. They were more and more distant. It was a cold atmosphere in the house. And one day, the woman, she's people who sell houses. Realtor.
Yeah.
Real estate agent.
Yeah, realtor. That's the right answer.
She met a woman which house she was supposed to sell, and she taught her how to pray. And she prayed for her husband, she prayed for her family, and she kind of became like a pray warrior.
Mm.
And her husband was so surprised that all of a sudden she reacted so differently than before. And just by praying, like, she got peace over it, and she forgave her husband for things that he done. She asked for forgiveness herself, and he was like, he didn't know that she was praying, and I think he lost his job or something. He lost his job, and he expected her to, like, go up to the ceiling, kind of, like, really be mad at it. And she was like, okay, what's, how are you? Or like, what's the next step? She was very calm. She was not like really mad at him. She was like, okay, let's go through this together. He was like, what? What is going on? I expected something so different from you.
Mm-hmm.
And just by people sometimes when they do something bad, they expect, okay, other people will be mad at them. Just because they made a mistake and are so scared sometimes. And just by us reacting differently than they would expect, reacting with love, people can see, okay, something has changed. That there must be something with this person that he or she is reacting that way. So for everyone who hasn't watched War Room, I also watched it the first time a few days ago, and it was really good. Big recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of my tips is also to be more intentional about how you meet other people in daily life, and to pray.
Yeah, definitely.
So, yeah.
Prayer always helps, and it always gives you a new perspective.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should we end with prayer?
Yes, with that in mind.
Yeah.
End with prayer.
Let's do it.
It's really good. It was such a good transition. Wow, I didn't even think of it. Wow. That was of course planned. Yeah, I am.
10 points.
Yes. So for everyone, you guys can pray with us. Please don't close your eyes when you're in the car.
No.
But everyone else, Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for this day. Thank you for the opportunity you gave us that we can speak on the radio and that we can reach people all the way in the U.S. as well. Yeah, Jesus, thank you that you give us your love, your unconditional love that is overflowing so much that we can give it to others as well. Yeah, please open our eyes and our minds for opportunities you want to give us where we can show other people your love, where we can show other people how much you love them, and where we can be a positive influence on the people around us, on our family, on people in church, on people at our workplace, or even in school. Yeah, Jesus, Thank you that we can seek you in prayer and that you give us so much peace and so much love and so much grace. And that we can always come to you and always ask for your forgiveness and ask for your advice as well. Yeah, thank you that you put people by our side that have a positive influence on you and us, and that bring us closer to you. Yeah, we love you and we trust in you, Jesus. Amen.
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 So we're going to end with the last song called Crazy People by Casting Crowns. And with that, we're going to say goodbye and see you next week.
Next week, same time, same place.
Yes. See you.
Bye.
See you soon.
Who builds a boat with no clouds in sight? Who walks up to a giant and picks a fight? Who turns a lion's den into a petting zoo? Who can have church in a fiery furnace? Well, I'll tell you who. Crazy people trust in Jesus, following him wherever he leads us. Kingdom seekers, walk by faith believers. Here's the church, here's the steeple, here's to all God's crazy people. Who brings a Bible into a public school? Who shares a gospel even when the world calls them a fool? And who's not afraid to go against the flow? Will cancel me and call me one of those, 'cause I'm one of those. Crazy people trust in Jesus, following him wherever he leads us. Kingdom seekers, walk by faith believers. Here's the church, here's the steeple, here's the all God's crazy people. One of those crazy people,
crazy people,
who sees the world as a mission field,
crazy.
Who talks to Jesus like he's real,
crazy.
Who believes the words in red,
crazy.
Who says he's coming back again,
crazy.
Crazy people trust in Jesus, following him where he leads us. Kingdom seekers, walk by faith believers. Here's the church, here's the steeple, here's the all God's crazy people.